For your letters addressed to the Rear March, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now it's to the Rear March, back to the fall of 1943. In that year, every Bob Hope show played before an audience of servicemen and women. Here's a typical reception for Bob Hope.
Tonight, folks, Bob Hope is in Nevada. Bob Hope's reputation is well known here in Nevada, so when he arrives in Las Vegas, the mayor greets him on the steps of the city hall.
Mr. Hope, I want you to feel right at home here.
Thank you, Mayor.
So I'm presenting you with a keyhole to the city.
Yes, this has been a wonderful visit for Bob and the cast, and now surfeited from his adventures of the day, Bob goes to his hotel and is soon fast asleep. Dreams like a baby.
Mama. Mama. Come on, Mama, lay that pistol down.
Bob sleeps on. He dreams of the days of the Old West.
Betty Grable.
I say he dreams of the Old West.
Betty Grable.
Pleasant sort of a rut, isn't it, huh?
Gee, I wish I could get back to those wild and woolly days.
I'll take you back. I'm the spirit of the future.
I don't want the spirit of the future. Where's the spirit of the past?
He's out looking for spirits of the present.
Bob dreams on. He sees the rip-roaring Las Vegas of yesteryear. It was really tough. Cattle rustlers, outlaws, killers. The town was so tough, even the hotels had cannon towers.
Hey, yippee, yippee,
yippee. Yes, it was a lawless town then. It needed cleaning up. Bob dreams he is the two-fisted editor of the Las Vegas Bugle. And with the one he's got, we're weeded out him.
I'll clean up this town. I'm a real newspaperman. I got printer's ink in my veins. Well, get me a blotter.
You've got to get out the Sunday morning edition. Start the paper through the press.
Okay, Chief. Ah! What was that?
Buck Rogers. He'll never learn to keep his head down.
Chief, we need news.
We'll get some. I got Professor Colonna working as a reporter for us. He's the biggest ace in the business. Las Vegas, Las Vegas bladder.
Hello. Hello, Hope. This is David Scoop, hot flashlight, pulling it up to the minute on the spot. Colonna reporting.
Yes, Colonna.
What's new?
Colonna, there's been another bank holdup, and the bandits took $2,000 from the teller's drawers. What do you make of it?
That's no place for a man to hide money.
Colonna, fine reporter you are in a burlesque show. You're supposed to be out getting some bare facts.
Well? but never mind that, Hope. I got a great story. I'm down at the railroad station, and there's some guy running off with the mayor's wife.
Professor, this is a family newspaper. We can't print anything about a guy running off with the mayor's wife.
What?
No.
Okay, honey, guess we can buy the tickets now.
Colonna, Cologne, I've been getting complaints about you all day. You were seen peeking in the bedroom window of the Murphy Ranch, and 10 miles down the road, another ranch. Have you any explanation, Cologne?
Oh, I just got a fast horse, that's all.
Cologne, you're following in the footsteps of an idiot.
Well, lead on. But I'll get on the story of those bank robbers, Hope.
Cologne, I know where the crooks are. Meet me at the 8-Ball Saloon. I'm going there now. Hurry. Well, hello, fellas. Well, this is the famous 8-Ball Saloon. Gee, what a short floor show.
Hello, Mr. Holt.
Well, it's Vera Vane. Yeah. Why are you down here in this rough saloon?
Well, I'm the sheriff, Mr. Hope. Didn't you see the star on my ankle? Yeah,
well, what's it doing on your ankle? Nobody looks there.
Did your first trip to Las Vegas, Bud?
So you're the sheriff, Miss Vega. Have you pinched anybody today?
Well, not in the line of duty, no. Oh, shame on me. I wonder why I have so much fun.
Well, perhaps you know more in this childhood.
Boy, you. Why don't you go into the bar and have a head put on you? I don't care. I like being sheriff, Mr.
Yeah, but Miss Vague, if you're a sheriff, you have to spend all of your time hunting for dangerous men.
Yes. Oh, do you think I chase men and get paid for it, too?
Say, but those guns on your hips, what are they, 44s?
I should say not. They're not an inch over 30. Oh, you mean the guns. Just the same, I can get men without using guns.
Yeah, well, I'm from Missouri.
Well, don't be ashamed of it. Some of the best mules in the country come from there.
Say, Miss Vague, what do you do with the desperate criminals you catch?
Well, I lock them in my apartment, of course.
Your apartment, Miss Vague. Why don't you put them in jail?
Slow-witted son of a gun, isn't it?
Well, Miss Vague, if you're the sheriff, why are you spending the whole evening hanging around this saloon?
Well, you see, I thought I'd catch my boyfriend, Waldo. This is on his route. I'm so worried about Waldo, Mr. Hope. He inherited his father's weakness for drinking.
Oh, he's a chip off the old block?
No, no, a stave off the old barrel. But I don't care. Things are improving. He's only drinking half as much as he used to.
Half as much?
Yes, he cut out the chasers.
Well, tell me, Miss Vague, where does Waldo spend most of his time?
Around the headquarters for G-Men.
Headquarters for G-Men?
Yes, poor fellow. He thinks the FBI sign means free beer inside.
Hello, Las Vegas Bugle.
Say, Hope, hot news. The big movie star, Gloria Oomph, just got in town. She's up here in the commercial hotel. Room 318. I'm right outside her door now.
You're not peeking through the keyhole, are you, Cloner?
Oh, no, Hope. It ain't my turn.
Cologne, I thought you were going to meet me here at the 8-Ball Saloon and help me catch the crooks.
I'm coming, Hope, but my horse is running away. Whoa! 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 Well, we're coming to a big hill. This will slow him down. What do you know? He shifted gears.
On his way here, Mr. Hope.
Yes, he's coming like the wind. He's taking the Las Vegas bus. Yes, that's there. That's a local joke.
It's all right, Mr. Hope. So are you. Oh, goodness. I wonder when the outlaw's coming.
Everybody, reach.
Reach for what?
Don't confuse me. I'm a new man.
So, Cloney, you're the crook who shot the cashier and stole the money. How could you be so disgusting? How could you be so abominable? How so despicable?
Well, I studied nights.
Cloney, do you have any scruples?
What would I be doing with Russian money? All right, Hope, I'll admit it. I'm really the famous outlaw, the rattlesnake of the West.
What's a rattlesnake?
You know, the kind with a tail gunner.
I'm the sheriff, Professor. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll shoot it out, and I'll shoot first. Oh, my gun jammed.
Look, Cologne, only a dirty coward would shoot an unarmed woman.
Well, here goes.
Didn't hurt a bit.
Perhaps I'm not standing close enough.
Didn't even feel it.
Oh, no? I'll use my elephant gun. I'll unpack her trunk. Now. Now, don't move.
I'm still here.
Well built, old thing, isn't she?
Now, from the Bob Hope Show, we switch to an old edition of the Frank Morgan Show with your master of ceremonies, John Coffey.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and greetings.
Well, greetings, my oafish playmate. Before I take you to task for stealing my schnapps, I must tell
Frank,
you that I've...
I want to introduce you to a most talented pair.
Well, that's
Waters
right.
And Ford.
Oh, hello, fellas. Jockey, it was the most amazing experience.
Frank, please. Well, these are my friends.
Well, any friend of yours, friend of mine. It happened in the Rainbow Room of Schwab's Drugstore.
I see what you're
wrong. Frank,
will you please put on your glasses?
Oh, glasses.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you look less revolting than usual. There. Now, as I was... Women!
Yes. Women. You attract them like flies.
Well, moss my hair and call me Sinatra.
Frank, I'd like to have you meet Bunny Waters and Dorothy Ford.
Good evening, Mr. Morgan.
Good evening.
Well, and good evening to you, my pretties.
Jockey, I'm afraid to look. Am I standing in a hole? No, Frank. Bunny and Dorothy are two of the tallest flowers of Hollywood.
Well, I always did prefer my flowers with long stems. Now, tell me, girls, what's on your minds? Just as if I'd let that stop me.
To tell you the truth, Frank, if I may call you Frank.
Well, of course, Bunny, my little rabbit.
No, I want to talk to you first, Dimples. If I may call you Dimples?
Oh, why not, Dorothy, if I may call you Friday? Monday, or always. Jockey, why don't you run along and visit some of your low friends?
I'm staying right here.
Oh. Dorothy, I thought we'd agreed that Frank was mine. Don't be silly. We tossed a coin for him, and I won.
Oh, well, now, girls, I'm really not worth all this fuss.
You won him. What about that short straw I drew?
You cheated.
I did not. He's mine.
Ah, quelle jolie paix. That's French for this is murder.
I'll trade you my last nylon.
Well, all right, he's yours.
What is this strange power I possess that drives women mad? Well, my puppies, who is the lucky girl?
I'm going to be, Frank.
Oh, that's
the first girl on the MGM lot to sell you a $5,000 war bond.
Oh, well, I've been sad.
What is this strange power you have over women, Frank?
Clot. Well, a Morgan has ever been putty in soft feminine hands, so I accede to your request, my dear, on one condition.
What's that?
That I may be allowed to take you both home after the show. You know, I adore taking sophisticated ladies home.
But we're not sophisticated yet.
Not home yet, either. Ah, youth. I'd marry either one of you if I were 10 years younger and 2 feet taller.
Or vice versa.
Are you still here, Jockey? I was just telling the girls...
A lie, if I know my Morgana.
How dare you impugn my integrity, you jackanapes? Why, it was my facility for making things grow that won me my spurs as an endocrinologist.
A what?
An endocrinologist. A gland specialist to you, my prince of witlings.
You, an endocrin... Oh, no!
Oh, yes!
Frank, do you have the consummate gall to insist that you practice medicine? That's a serious allegation.
Are you serious, alligator? For generations, at least one member of the House of Morgan has taken the Hippocratic Oath. And they are known the world over as true sons of hypocrites. Hippocrates! This line of men in white goes back unbroken to my great-grandfather, Sir Goldstone Morgan,
mm-hmm.
and includes the eminent bot specialist, Iron Lung Morgan.
Iron Lung, that's you.
Yes. No! Old Iron Lung was a research student in Freno mesmerism, in conjunction with my aunt, Anesthesia. Mm. Sweet woman, with a bit of a dope.
This is thrilling, Frank. I'll bet a man with your sensitive, graceful hands must have become a great surgeon.
Oh, well, I've done a few solid rips with a scalpel in my day. But early in my career, I eschewed surgery and never performed another operation.
Why?
Too much inside work.
Surgeon, indeed. The only thing about you that suggests a hospital is a decided aroma of gas.
Jockey, I find you quite beneath my notice. An opinion shared by radio listeners everywhere. My entry into the field of endocrinology was precipitated by an unrequited love for a provocative bit of frou-frou I'd met on the swing shift at John Hopkins.
Unrequited? You mean the girl didn't love you?
Ridiculous, isn't it? That was because she was a girl of your adorably Juno-esque proportions, my dear. While due to overwork in the laboratory, I was a 97-pound weakling. This was before the time of Charles Atlas, of course.
Okay.
Hence, I decided upon a daring experiment. I had recently succeeded in isolating the growth hormone from the secretion of the anterior pituitary gland. Are you following this, Jockey?
Like a bloodhound.
Your nose is ideal for it. Realizing that the growth hormone might be the answer to my amatory dilemma, I prepared a hormone formula and tried it on a group of tadpoles I had ready at hand. In no time at all, there actually were traces of growth from the tadpoles.
Distinct?
Awful. You know how fish get. Distinct?
Yes.
Traces?
Yes.
Yes. I was transported with joy to find that they had grown to enormous size, so I was emboldened to try the serum on myself. Quickly sterilizing a needle, I gave myself two vertical intravenous infusions.
Two vertical intravenous infusions?
Yes.
What's that?
A couple of straight shots.
Make mine a rye high.
Tall glass?
Don't bother. Use a funnel.
Well, that'll be six... But what are we...
Come on, Frank. The suspense is killing. What happened after you took the serum?
For days, I was in a semi-comatose condition. I was so helpless that I required the constant attention of a trained nurse, to whose unrelenting vigilance I owe my life.
Did she keep a chart of your progress?
No, my dear, she kept a diary. Weeks passed, and then one day I roused my torpor to find my experiment a fait accompli. I had undergone complete metamorphosis.
And were you as tall as the girl of your dream?
Unfortunately, my formula had worked in reverse. I was only 9 inches tall.
9 inches tall?
Yes, destiny had claimed me. I was the first gremlin.
Morgan, stop it.
Why?
Why do you persist in these barefaced lies?
Lies?
Gremlins are figments of the imagination.
They are not.
An intellectual prank of the flyers of World War II.
So the story goes, Jockey, but I, as the great white father of the gremlins, know better.
Oh, no.
The little folk have always been flyers, yes, for it was in World War I that I brought down the dread German ace, Herr Immelmann, creator of the Immelmann term.
Now you've torn it, son. You're hoist by your own petard. As everyone knows, and eyewitnesses can prove,
who?
Immelmann was shot down by one Albert Ball, a Royal Air Force lieutenant.
Left turn Ball.
He's a former member of Ball's squadron, is a personal friend of mine, and I'll be very glad to have him confront you with the evidence.
Well, that will not be necessary, my malicious young magpie. Uh-huh. I do not claim to have shot down Immelmann.
Oh, you don't?
Indeed, it would have been impossible, for as a member of the British Gremlin Intelligence Service, I was riding in Immelmann's plane.
Oh, mercy.
I saw Lieutenant Ball approaching, sensed the psychological, and braving a fiery blast, I crawled up the exhaust pipe and into the motor. Then, summoning all my Lilliputian strength, I tore the ball bearings from the propeller shaft.
Yes.
At once, the plane yawed wildly, and Immelmann didn't know where he was going.
He didn't know where he was going?
No, he'd lost his bearings. For this feat, I received the Victoria Cross, the Military Cross, the Maltese Cross, and the Double Cross.
Hold it.
Hold
what? I know it's ridiculous to even discuss this with you, but I'll have one more go at it.
Oh, you should.
If there were such a thing as a gremlin, which there isn't.
There is.
And if you were a gremlin, which you weren't.
I am.
How did you regain your normal size?
The King of England, personally. What?
You heard me.
What?
I said, how did you regain your normal size?
Normal size. Well, Jockey, that was the tragic part of the entire episode. I never did. Well, come on, girls, let's go.
Again, it's To the Rear March, back to September 1943. And here's one of America's top comedy shows, starring Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Edgar seems to be in gay spirits as he prepares for an interesting evening.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty chipper this evening, aren't you, Bergen?
Yes, yes. Yes, it's a lovely evening this evening. Lovely evening.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's the matter with you? What's that stuff you got on your coat, sir?
It happens to be perfume.
Yeah.
Eau de cologne.
Oh, is this so? Smells more like an afternoon in a glue factory.
All right.
Yeah, well, you're looking pretty sharp, aren't you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
What's going on, Bergen? What's up your sleeve? What's that?
Well, you know who our guest is this evening, don't you?
Yeah, Hedy Lamarr.
Well? Well?
Are you kidding, Bergen? you and Hedy Lamarr?
Yeah.
Why don't you give up?
What's so unusual about me feeling a little romantic?
Romantic?
Yes.
Oh, nothing. Only aren't you swinging after the ball went by?
Well, no. All right, I admit I'm not a college boy.
Boy, there's a concession.
Yeah. But there's no harm in trying to recapture my youth.
Capture your youth?
Yes.
First, you better try and recapture your middle age.
No. My dear boy, age is not everything. It's how you feel. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Yes.
How could you say that? You who've been going steady with a hot water bottle
now.
Oh, I can't keep this. Oh, Goodwin.
Yes, John.
How do you like Bergen? He thinks he's going to go and, you know, get someplace with Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, really? Oh, well, now, aren't you a little optimistic, Edgar? Well, confidentially, I thought maybe you boys would help me.
Help you with Lamarr?
Yes.
Are you mad?
Yes.
What are we, Tim?
All right. I thought I might even go as far as make it worth your while financially.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, that's different. Tell us more, good looking.
All right. I have always been on the side of truth and fair play.
Oh, no.
Unless there's something in it for me.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, Edgar, how much is there in it? Well, I planned on giving you 50 cents apiece.
Yeah. Oh, for goodness. Why, you'll get just what you pay for. And cheap is cheap, buddy. All right.
Hello, Charlie.
Chicken's breaking his shit out.
Yeah. Well, Hedy Lamarr.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Charlie Wally.
Oh. Hello, Hedy Wally.
Charlie. Charlie, remember the 50 cents.
What?
50 cents, remember?
Oh, yeah. I've made the dumbest deal in my life. Hedy, we've got a TL for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have, Hedy. We know someone who likes you very much.
Oh.
He's just crazy about you.
That's wonderful. Tell me about him. What's he like?
Well, he... Here's where we go to work, Goodwin.
Yeah. Well, Hedy, this man we're talking about,
he's
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Now, stop teasing me, boys. Who is it? Is he unattached?
Unattached? Mm-hmm. Yes, he's practically falling apart.
I suppose he's dark and handsome.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, watch it, good watch it.
Well, he's handsome in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real pin-up boy.
Yeah.
He sounds more like a Benzina boy.
No, not at all. He's a fine figure of a man.
Yeah, yes, he has a nice figure. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you care for avocados.
Now, tell me more about this Superman. Is he the athletic type?
Athletic, is he? Well, once he swam the Mississippi River.
Oh, when was that?
The day they put in a toll bridge.
You know, I like a man of interesting moods. One who is quiet and conservative one moment and glamorous and dashing the next.
Well, he's a convertible model.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Slightly worn top.
Oh, I hope he's well-read and a student of the classics. Oh, yes. Does he know Chaucer and Tennyson? Is he familiar with Lord Byron?
Is he familiar with Lord Byron? Only last night they had dinner together.
Oh, Charlie, he's dead.
No, he always looks that way. Oh, you mean Byron?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't know
about that. Oh, boys, it isn't fair to keep me in suspense any longer. You must let me meet him.
No sooner said than done. I'll beg in.
Here I am.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Barr.
Oh, so you're the one they were telling me about.
Yes, yes. I'm the boy.
Well, Miss Lamar, tell me, how do you feel about our client?
Oh, it's no use, fellas. But no one can say you didn't try.
No.
Really, I admire you boys for your loyalty.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
To think you do all that for a friend.
Yes, for a friend and 50 cents.
Oh, so that's it. You were doing it for money.
Well, I don't.
Now, I'm disappointed in all of you.
Well, but after all, Hetty, we were just trying to...
What wouldn't I give to meet a man who was just himself? Frank, honest, and unassuming.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Miss Lamar.
Why, Mortimer, you know, I was just saying I'd like to meet a man who was down to earth. Someone who is really simple.
I guess I got what it takes, haven't I?
Mortimer, come over here.
No, I'm close enough. Mom.
No, you're not.
No,
come on over. I won't bite you.
I wish you would.
And now, don't be afraid of me, Mortimer.
No.
I only want to hold your hand.
No, no, you know, you can.
Now, please.
No, you know.
Pretty, please?
No.
Please, hold my hand.
No. Why are you going to do it?
Why not?
Well, I'll hate myself in the morning.
Mortimer, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean?
How can you be so stupid?
I got a priority.
Oh, that is something.
Mortimer, haven't you ever been out with a girl?
Well, sure. I had a date once.
Oh? Where did you go?
Well, we sat on the front porch in a swing. Oh, boy, did we swing. Oh.
What else did you do?
Well, I looked at her.
Yes, you looked at her.
Yeah. You know what she did?
No.
She looked at me.
Oh, she looked at you, huh?
Yeah.
And then what?
Well, shucks, ain't that enough for one night?
This has been To the Rear Mark, bringing you highlights from AFRS comedy shows of the past few years. We'll be back again soon with more of your favorite radio personalities, so be sure to be with us the next time you hear...
It's the To the Rear Mark!
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.